Earlier this week, we got an email from a listener, David from New York State. His letter was thoughtful, well-crafted, and cogent. The main theme of his letter was formed into a simple question. What do we really mean when we say, "I will not comply"? His question got me to thinking, so here's my attempt at an answer. What does "I will not comply" really mean? First, let's be clear about what "I will not comply" does not mean. It has nothing at all to do with a call for violence. Violence is never the answer. Certainly not if we want lasting change. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Gandhi, and Jesus all changed the course of human civilization, and they did so by embodying the exact opposite of the violent resistance against them. Tyranny cannot be fought with tyranny, and as those who choose to fight fire with fire soon discover, when the battle is over, all that remains is scorched earth, incapable of sustaining life on either side. "I will not comply" is not about taking up arms to protect one's right to keep those arms. That's just plain stupid, and nothing more than thuggery. The very same thuggery that tyrants throughout history have employed to temporarily get their way. The problem with bullying is, it only works in the short term. There's always a bigger bully waiting in the wings. So exactly what does "I will not comply" mean? It's kind of a rallying cry, a promise, really. Both a call to action and a personal declaration, "I will not comply" says, "I am personally willing to get off my couch, get off my paper soapbox, get off my ass, and do something." America's greatest blessing is also its greatest curse, the freedom of the individual to choose. The majority will always choose the path of least resistance. It's human nature to do so. To be an individual requires commitment. When you say, "I will not comply," you're saying you're not just in this for the short run. You're committed to walking the road less traveled, with all its pitfalls, tripping stones, and uncertainties, regardless of how long it takes to bring about the lasting change you desire. When you say, "I will not comply," you're saying that you are an individual who is capable of thinking outside the box of popular groupthink, not one who will simply go along to get along. You know instinctively that being right is far more valuable than being popular. "I will not comply" is your notification to the world that you are someone who is willing to put up or shut up, to stop complaining and start doing, to get off of the sidelines and stand on the front lines, to go from spectator to instigator, from watching things happen to making things happen. Tyranny will never be defeated by force, nor can you compel liberty at the muzzle of a gun. Victory must be won, one mind, one heart, one soul at a time. Freedom has never been free. It comes at a price that can't be repaid in dollars and cents. Lasting freedom takes investment in time and talent and personal commitment, which is more than the average person is willing to give. When you say, "I will not comply," you're saying that I am not the average person. I'm in this one for the long haul. I'm willing to give of myself and part of what is mine so that all who come behind me might enjoy freedom in their time. The greatest movements in recorded history have all started when just one person who was willing to stand in opposition to the popular masses dared to stand alone. It only takes a single point of light to defeat the darkest darkness. When you say, "I will not comply," you're putting the world on notice that you are that person, that point of light. And although I agreed with almost all of what our listener David had to say, especially the part about the need for each one of us to reach out to others and change one heart, one mind, and one soul at a time, There was one line in his letter that I will likely never agree with, and it is this. "Unfortunately for America," David wrote, "our time to change the people's hearts has run out." No, David, it hasn't. It's only just begun. Our opposition is counting on you to do nothing. Let them know they counted wrong. Stand proudly and speak clearly. Say it bold and say it loud. I will not comply.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And coming up later on the show, we've got a huge announcement to make.
Huge.
Huge. Spelled with a capital U.
Yes. Huge.
So look at that.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
Should we even be here today?
I don't know.
Stressed out.
I can see you are stressed, very stressed out. Okay. Is it over the UN's passing a sweeping gun control bill that nobody said would happen?
For you people out there in cyberspace that make comments on my thread in forums, put your big girl panties on and suck it up. I posted on a forum that, you know, with the UN Small Arms Treaty, it's easy. When you go to the range, just start practicing aiming for the blue helmets. You want to see the shit I got? As a firearms instructor, you should be ashamed of yourself. Blah, blah, blah. As an American, F you,
right.
Okay? Because the UN has nothing to do with our country. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It should be pushed in the effing East River. The entire UN, all the ambassadors, everybody should be thrown out of this country. You're going to give me shit, okay? I don't want to hear it. What a bunch of sissies, okay? If anybody wants, I'll buy you a nice pair of granny panties and you can put them on next time you talk about it. Aim for the blue helmet, ladies and gentlemen, because I will not comply.
Aim for the blue helmet.
Yes. Those helmets are hot. They need to be ventilated.
Are they?
Yes. Really?
Are you going to get new targets now printed up and that sort of thing?
Man, I'll tell you what, that would be great press to do UN peacekeeping helmets with a target on them.
Because I created
a monster.
You know
what? I'm going to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Quite welcome.
All right, go ahead.
So, I'm not going to ask you what you think about that.
We have no business. We have John Kerry and the President of the United States. We have no business, as a sovereign nation, we have no business being in bed with the United Nations. They should tell us anything. I know it's going to stop the spread of weapons to Iran or shit like that. It's all a bunch of bullshit bureaucracy. We should not be involved in it. Now, if our senators vote for it, we should all vote them out. And you know what? We should tar and feather them. Okay, because they're not patriots, and they swore to uphold our Constitution, not the United Nations, whatever wallpaper it is that they write on. I don't care about the United Nations.
That's very true. You think it's going to ban Kim Jong-un's missile that he's got aimed at the United States now? He's like a cartoon character.
You didn't hear what happened? He told his generals that he wanted to bomb the sun. And they told him it was too hot, so they're going to wait till it gets dark.
Well, he plays a perfect round of golf, so, you know, this is a man who can walk on water.
Yeah, I noticed the sequester hasn't done anything to Obama's vacations and golf albums.
It really hasn't done anything at all.
It's nice. It's good to be the emperor.
But there's no Easter egg roll.
No.
You know.
It's good to be, you know, they say he's such a sports guy. He did the basketball hoops on Easter. He only got 2 in out of 22. The year before, he only got 1 in out of 22, okay?
Wow. I've seen people shoot skeet like that.
They didn't have a very strong collegiate baseball team in Kenya.
I guess not.
Back then.
No, that's probably
in Kenya, it was Kick the Rodent.
Was it Kick the Rodent?
That's good.
And then you go pray to Hunan, the monkey god.
Exactly. Now I want Hunan chicken for lunch.
Is that? I'm sorry.
Yeah. You had to say Hunan.
Well, you know, it is close to lunchtime.
So go ahead. Talk to me. Oh, real quick.
Governor Krispy Kreme, did you hear? He made some major landmark legislation. He's now taking after Emperor Bloomberg, and he banned 17-year-olds from getting suntans at a tanning booth.
Yeah, I know. More big government stuff. That's a parent's responsibility. Yes. If you don't want your teenage son or daughter to go to a tanning booth, then you give them the back of the hand and you tell them. We don't need laws for this shit. One more law on the books is all we need.
Well,
one more law.
You know, it was already illegal for 15-year-olds to get tans in New Jersey, but now since that 5-year-old, you know, from the tanning
the lady right down the street here in Belleville.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw her before. Yeah, yeah. So she looked like beef jerky.
Did she really? Yeah. I mean,
with
seasoning
hungry again.
Or without. I know you keep talking about food.
Sorry.
I don't understand this. It's great though. We're living in a police state, and that's for all you folks out there in the U.S. who think Governor Krispy Kreme, our own illustrious governor, is a conservative. He ain't no conservative.
He ain't no conservative by any way, shape, or form.
No.
He is a rhino, Republican hothead in name only.
See, there you go throwing away jokes around now.
Okay.
That's not
I
right.
said Republican hothead in name only. I didn't say anything about his weight.
I didn't.
I got a lot
I
of pushback. I got a lot of people
of him eating the ice cream.
Yeah, but no, everybody thought it was funny last week that I said him standing next to Shaq, they look like the number 10.
I got a lot of
emails for that. But they did.
Yes, I guess it's a very good analogy. I have to give you that.
So I'm not going to tell you about my secret yet, but I'll tell you this.
Yes.
This should be the last week for NRA Board of Director recommendations. For all you artards that keep emailing me and Facebooking me the names, for the love of God.
Write them
Tom
down.
Tom King, Joel Friedman. You notice we put a token Jew in there, right? Lance Olson, could be German, could be Jew, James Porter, and Sandy Frohman, okay? Those are the five. Bullet vote. If you have not sent it in yet, fill it out properly. Vote for those five. Do not vote for the rock stars. Do not vote for the lethargic mushroom board members. I want you to vote. Okay. I want you to vote for those five.
They have
five.
Their own numbers placed on their jazzy now,
you know,
right?
When we look at the final count for those
it's
votes.
Like NASCAR.
Yeah. When we look at the final vote on those five people, if it's a huge percentage over it was 3 years ago for them, they owe us favors.
Yes, they do.
Okay. I want my own segue, okay, when I go to NRA. I want an NRA segue.
What number would you have put on there? You know, is it a racing?
You know what I want? Like I want a Mad Max NRA segue that has things sticking out of the side. So when I go past their jazzies and their walkers,
their
I cut them.
That's great.
Okay. I just want to book through with my NRA segue.
Good. And you're on the training committees for
education
now.
Education and training committee. For now. I hope I get renominated in May. This will be the first NRA board meeting I haven't gone to in like 20 years.
Really?
Yeah. It's the end of April, beginning of May, and my big announcement
busy.
Affects
yeah,
it. Yes.
Right. Wow.
So, listen to this.
I just thought you didn't like Houston.
No, I like Houston. I like Texas in general. I like Austin. It's a beautiful, beautiful
Austin
city.
Is great. It's a little weird, which is what I like.
I like it. I want to do one letter before a break comes up onto us from Angel
Be
Mendez.
Quick.
Hi, Anthony and Sandy. I'm a new listener, a new gun owner. I would like to thank you for all the information that your show offers, especially when you talk about the laws in New Jersey. I would also like to say that I joined the NRA and the NJ2AS. I am a cheap bastard, but hearing about the fight we have to bear arms from your show, that has really motivated me to do something. Thank you, Angel Mendez. Well, thank you, Angel.
Well, thank you, Angel.
Keep
yes.
it up. That should be a lesson for everybody. Write that check for NJ2AS. Secondly, I would go for ANJRPC. Third, I would go for NRA. Fourth, Second Amendment Foundation. Fifth, Gun Owners of America. That's in the order I prefer to do.
And if you do
okay?
it, you cover them all.
And, of course, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. You don't have to be a Jew to be a member. It's a very good right-wing organization that protects our rights.
Never say right-wing. We probably are on a watch list.
Oh, I said wing. Now I want wings for lunch.
So when we come back, we're going to be listening to Diana DeGette from Colorado. She's a firearms expert. I think she is the one who is Joe Biden's advisor.
Yes.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it! We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
This, I think, is the next Horse's Asses Award for Gun
Jesus
for Hire.
She's dumb.
Sit back.
Your last
Don't
question, what's the efficacy of banning these magazine clips?
Magazine
I will tell
clips.
You, these are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. And so if you ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
Everyone knows that. Magazine clips run out when you shoot them.
Well, it just goes to show you.
Now, this is a person who is voting on your gun rights, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, these are people that are writing the laws. They're called lawmakers, okay?
Yeah, well.
So if you're going to write a law, the first thing you need to know, listen, we had the same thing here where they tried to ban the FN-57 armor-piercing, bulletproof vest piercing. That was already banned federally. Our lawmakers, I got a word for your lawmakers before you draft something. Google.
Yeah,
okay. You can Google find out what the law
is. We pay for a staff.
Okay?
Don't we pay for a staff?
Yeah, their staff is all, you know, political appointees and friends and family.
Really
and
hotties.
Stuff.
And
you take
stuff,
every retard and every dreg from your family and you make them an appointee and they get a no-show job,
all
basically,
Uncle Joe
that we pay for.
He can't get a job anywhere else. Well, he's our vice president now, isn't he? That's how Joe Biden
I read it. A whole article about triple and quadruple dippers in the state of New Jersey. I don't even want to get into that right now.
Are all? Which are?
Okay.
How long
I mean,
is
everybody
article?
Retires, 45 gets... anyway, let's change because that doesn't affect us today.
I see.
We're just
the
dumb.
Creeping
no,
the
we're
back
just
here,
dumb. Now. We're just dumb. In this state, in this country, the local level, municipal level, when are we going to say enough is enough? People are not going to say it until it implodes, okay?
Yep.
Did you see the Associated Press took the word illegal immigrant or an illegal alien out of their dictionary?
Well, they're not allowed to
when
have
they
that.
Write, they
yes.
can't say that
no,
anymore.
It's an undocumented.
Yes.
Undocumented.
Democrat.
No. Undocumented future Democrat.
Undocumented future Democrat. Real quick, I just want to plug for Get Out Safe New Jersey, Frank DeMeo, survivalequipmentnj.com, getoutsafenj.com. He's also on Facebook. He's linked to the Gun for Hire radio page. He's on Route 10 in Whippany. If you don't have any kind of bailout bags or go bags, go see Frank. Water storage stuff and everything, two-way patriot, pays his sponsorships. We can keep this radio show going. A lot of people, a lot of our listeners go to him. I get a lot of emails, but I want more.
And it doesn't have to be just the shit hits the fan type of stuff, too. I mean, if you get the food storage stuff, it's a it's probably the best investment you can make right now.
You know,
because dollars are worthless.
You know what I would do is I would go in and see him and get some stuff set up. If you can't make it there, go on his website, cut the link, and post it on your Facebook or email it to your friends and say, this guy is really good. Please support him. I mean,
please,
what does that
do that,
take
yes,
from you?
With all of
that
our
takes
sponsors.
Like 4 minutes, okay?
Yes,
unless
exactly.
your fingers are broke and you're a cheap bastard, then there's no reason why you can't do one or the other.
Right.
Okay?
Everybody keeps writing in asking how they can help get this show promoted back and forth. How can they support us? They show up at live events. How can we support you? These are the things you can do. Just really support our sponsors and then promote our sponsors on your social networks. It is all about new media. New media is the only power today that we still have. The controlled media is controlled by the...
You want to talk about controlled media?
Yes.
I read this article in a San Francisco Chronicle.
Yes, was
it
about
was
New
not
Jersey,
in any New Jersey
it?
Papers.
No, it
okay,
wasn't.
San Francisco Chronicle wrote this article. It says Trenton, New Jersey, convicted of 3 counts of robbery, et cetera, et cetera. It's talking about the caring for aging New Jersey inmates, a growing expense. Okay, it used to cost $30,000 to $40,000 to warehouse a shitbag. Once they're over 60, it cost $80,000 to $90,000 a year to warehouse a shitbag.
Medical care.
Okay, the average is right now $71,000 a year, and because we have to give them free dental and free medical and free prescriptions,
well, just like we get, right?
Correct. And you know what else they get? They get special diets now because it's low sodium. See,
yeah.
I would do it the other way. I would load them
sodium.
Up on shit. You know, here's your lump of butter-flavored Crisco.
Yeah, and your deer salt lick.
Exactly. Here you go.
Yeah,
have
you
at
go.
It. You know, right. And listen, we have water for you guys out there in that cistern. You better find a way to purify it.
Exactly.
Okay? All right. So if you can't strain it through your undies and drink it,
that's
you're going to die.
Yeah,
all right?
That's pretty much
but
it.
But I read this. Ladies and gentlemen, how many of you are in this boat or know someone's in a boat, you're out of work, unemployed, no insurance, right? Right. No insurance. And guess what? You know
no
what?
Free
don't
shit.
Not call for jewelry store.
Exactly.
Okay? Seriously.
Three hots and a cot,
okay?
All the sex you can get. It's great.
And, you know, it says that because people who wind up behind bars have more frequently engaged in unhealthy behaviors like narcotics and drinking and smoking,
in prison?
Obviously.
This is in prison?
In prison. But, you know, listen, guys, the number of prisoners over 55 in New Jersey went from nationwide, went from 9,000 to 125,000. And we're going to have 400,000 inmates over 55 by 2030. Start up the shitbag raider.
Absolutely.
Okay?
We need the shitbag
I mean,
raider.
Seriously.
It's a perfect solution.
But $70,000 a year our tax dollars
yep.
are paying to warehouse this shit.
Per person.
Per person. And listen, those numbers are cooked.
You know
okay?
it's cooked.
Those
yeah.
numbers are cooked.
You
but
know
that's
it's a
not
whole
the real
lot
cost.
More than that.
Yeah, that's not. Not only that, but not being by having a criminal society and not having these millions of people contributing and working
yep.
and paying taxes,
mm-hmm.
what is that cost? And then what is the secondary cost of the shit they steal from us and the money we have to spend for alarms and stuff? Listen, they can't be rehabilitated, so they have to be annihilated.
Well, you
okay?
know, all that garbage I pass on my way up the turnpike, maybe they would stop paying
but
people $70,000 a year.
But then the unions will say you're taking people's jobs.
That's true, because
and
there is a guy
correct.
With a stick who gets about $90,000 a year who picks up paper.
Correct.
How do you
correct.
Get that gig?
Correct.
I mean, how do you have to be? This is New Jersey, folks. This is what we pay for.
I'm disgusted. I am. I'm totally
don't
disgusted.
Don't be disgusted, man. I won't comply. I will not comply anymore with this. You want to keep doing this stuff? I just will not comply. I will vote your ass out of there. I will run a dog to take over the seat that you're holding right now.
Listen, it should be like these Eastern Bloc countries. There should be a ceiling. Wardens should be told that it can't cost more than $35
right.
a year
that's
to incarcerate
it.
Somebody.
Hey, they do that in Britain right now
correct.
With their healthcare system. You get
yeah.
too old or you're too young or you cost too much.
They cut it off.
Take the blue pill, dear.
Yep.
That's pretty – well, it's headed to a clinic near you real soon under
Obamacare. Obamacare, good.
Obamacare, very
good. Not for
good.
Us, but
not
good for
us.
Somebody.
It's good for somebody. Yeah. It's good. We like it.
Real quick, from Will Corman, the next time an academic tells you how important diversity is, ask him how many conservatives are in a sociology department. Thank you, Will Corman. I love that.
Very nice.
We
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law, the bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Come and get them.
It's funny how Mr. Producer always likes to stick that Dianne Feinstein quote in, or what does he call it? What Knappen call it? Feinstein. Always likes to stick it in after that.
Knappen's going to be, Abby Knappen, if you're listening, Dad needs to be a part of our announcement for April 20th. Make sure you convince him to come down.
You can't wait to say this.
No. It just hit me real quick. Another.
You're like a 4-year-old.
Another.
No, you're really.
What?
You're like a 4-year-old.
All right.
You cannot wait.
You said 6. Now I'm 4?
Wait, get
to work. Has better motor skills.
Very true.
Okay, and I don't wet the bed much anymore.
Not much anymore.
Not much.
At least there's not too much of a complaint.
Listen, Waldorf Chiropractic. WaldorfChiro.com. He just hired a massage therapist in his office as well. He is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. He is in a beautiful location. I can't speak enough about this guy as a 2A patriot, our only chiropractor that's a sponsor, family-owned business, NRA, ANJRPC, NJ2AS, life member. I want you to pimp him out. If you can't go to him, I want you to go on his website, waldorfchiro.com. I want you to post it on your sites and Facebook, and I want you to email it to your friends and family. And I want you to take a minute to send Dr. Eric a thank you. Okay, for being a sponsor. Listen, if we had a couple more true patriotic sponsors that we would approve, that we would like to approve, we wouldn't have to be out there asking you for this. If you want us to stop having sponsors, we'll just stop doing a show. I got no problem with that. I'll go back to knitting humorous cummerbunds or something. I really don't care.
I miss mine. Okay. You missed 2 Christmases in a row.
I know. So what did you wear to the social?
I wore the old ones. What else can I do?
So, Sandy, I wanted to talk about Mayor Media, if it's not a problem.
Mayor Media, yes. Yeah.
Mayor Media.
How's he handling that
Booker,
pancake murder?
The IHOP shootout?
Yeah.
Well, this is what.
Last year,
NORC Mayor Cory Booker, a.k.a. Mayor Media, who's running, going to run for Lautenberg Senate seat, by the way, who can't get any employees in his city to get some brooms and clean up the side streets and the curbs and the entry ramps and the exit
there
ramps going to and from the city.
But we have plenty of aging
prisoners. Yeah. Well, last year, Mayor Media was against having armed guards and cops in the bodegas and stores in Newark. But now we have a high-profile shooting, 3 people shot in an IHOP.
I remember that because he won the Gun for Hire Horse's Ass of the Week Award.
He won the Horse's Ass of the Week Award for that. Now he's reversed his decision, and he believes we should have retired cops, off-duty cops, and security officers
there.
Oh,
he's seen the light?
I have an idea that could save a ton of money.
Yeah.
Let the business owners protect themselves.
Oh, that's a novel idea.
Okay.
Wow.
Wait
a minute. They do that in 39 other states,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, but all the high crime states, they don't. Okay.
Ah, 42. Yeah,
42. All the high crime states, they don't. So let me tell you something. You're dumb, Booker, all right? And I know you're going to be your liberal, and you're going to try to act middle of the road right now, moderate, because you want to get Lautenberg's seat.
Absolutely.
And then once you kind of come out, you're going to come out like a flamer. Yep. You know, without a doubt. But I'll tell you what, we need to arm the business owners. They need to be able to carry guns. Because let me tell you, 30 or 40 shitbags shot in the head over the course of three or four months would lower, they would find another avenue. They'd start breaking into cars or houses when people aren't home or something.
But that would work until the first choir boy who, you know, helps old ladies across the street when he's not robbing stores and knocking off bodegas, gets his head blown off by the armed guard. You know, when he's not attending church socials and things like that.
And you want to know something? I'll tell you something right now. A lot of people, a lot of Democrats and stuff come to the defense. And I'm going to throw the race card out there right now because I do agree. We have hundreds of inner city black kids, innocent kids that get killed every year and nobody says a word. But yep. 20 white kids in Lily White Newtown and it's a problem. But see, it's reversed itself because the majority of the inner city residents are for gun control, but they don't realize it's backfiring on them.
Yes. Well, it is. Gun control has, like we've said all the time, gun control is about people control. It's about Jim Crow laws. That's where gun control started out. When Hitler wanted to take the guns away from Jews before World War II.
No, that never happened.
No, that never happened.
Morsi said the Holocaust. Course never happened, and that little mole from Iran.
Oh my God. Well, where did they come to get the gun control? They came right here, right? They looked at our gun control
and
laws
they
and
stole it
they
from
stole
us.
Them right from us.
Well, so the NRA came out with this whole training program for the NRA School Shield, which I'm involved in, by the way.
Yeah.
And the teachers union came out and said it by having armed guards in the schools, it will endanger the children.
Oh, really? How does that work?
I can't believe how dumb that people are. I really can't believe how dumb people are that they could even say something so freaking stupid. You know, that it's going to endanger our children. No, just leave them like lambs to the slaughter. So when another nut job comes out of the woodwork,
right?
You know,
it's the same
they can run and cower.
Same argument that we have with the bodega owners in Newark and any business owner in Newark. And if you read a lot of the threads to the NJ.com posts, you have these wackadoos from Newark who live in Newark who should really know better, saying that they don't want their tax dollars going to this, that they should tax the hell out of the businesses who are just about making it now, giving jobs to the people in the neighborhood and servicing the neighborhood. Obviously, they've never owned a business before. And that should be the burden that they have because, of course, they open up in a high crime area and should know better. I guess nobody at the University Medical Center wants to have pancakes in the middle of the night. Huh?
But listen to that. Let me tell you something. These hardworking people that go like University Hospital and stuff and people that have to work in the inner cities, they have to face this all the time. You know, Sean Brown, one of our listeners, one of his buddies is a longshoreman. He stopped at some chicken shack. He got carjacked at gunpoint. They ripped him out of the car, took his shit and drove away with his car and his wallet. These are hardworking guys that are going to make a living, contribute and pay taxes, and the shitbags are running the show.
Yes,
now,
they
tried to carjack his friend and they shot him both in the head, and, you know, then maybe carjacking would become a high-risk job and they wouldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, they'd find something else to do. And then if homeowners started shooting him in the head, maybe that would be a problem too.
I love that. How much time do we have on the clock? I need a quick nap.
Well, you could take a nap if you want.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about a letter I got because I want to lead into something. Can
I
do that?
You got time.
All right. Aunt, wouldn't you know, I go to Parsippany PD today to check on the status of my handgun permit.
Oh, no.
I filed 60 days ago, and they tell me it takes 4 months to process. When I tell the clerk there is a 30-day turnaround, she tells me that that is only policy, not law. She then throws Newtown in my face by blaming that tragedy on the extended times.
Seriously.
She insinuated that the problem is at the state level. Meanwhile, a friend of mine who lives in Hunterdon County walks into his local PD, and they tell him that because he was fingerprinted within the last year, he doesn't need to go through the lengthy process, and he has it in the next day. How can it be the problem of the state when one town gets it in 2 days and another insists on 120 days? This was written by Scott John Tom Koss. That's an inside joke between him and I. He took instructor courses, and I called him the wrong name all day. So it's Scott John Tom Koss. Well, this is a reason why you have to join the New Jersey Second
Absolutely.
Amendment Society.
Absolutely.
Because Operation Established Compliance is going after this one town at a time.
Right.
And what happens now is Parsippany is discriminating against him. And Arlen Bell, who's a supporter of NJ2AS and a friend, he had to wait a year. And his son had to wait a year in Parsippany.
For
and
an this FID
is bullshit.
Card.
Yeah, for his FID card. And this is bullshit. Yeah, right? Absolutely. A right delayed is a right, right denied. Right? Yep. And it's total bullshit. So you need to join the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, and you need to put it out there, and you need to email Frank at NJ2AS, and they'll start sending the nasty emails, okay? What's going on at NJ2AS? Frank has been on this huge speaking tour. He's speaking with Stephen Adubato on April 9th. He's going to be at Jersey City Tea Party on April 10th, and all of this is on their website. He's going to be in Warren County, where we're having our next NJ2AS meeting on April 17th. They're encouraging everyone to continue to write their state-led senators voicing opposition to the anti-firearm legislation. Sweeney's going to be putting it up soon, okay? The NJ2AS website is being redone, so everybody can see, you know, all the new updates that they're making. And please visit the website, NJ2AS.com. $35 a year to join, you cheap bastards.
Cheaper
okay?
than a back waxing.
It's cheaper than a back
and
waxing.
And according to Ainsley, it's even cheaper than a foot scraping.
Yeah, well, he's got a 14 AAA.
I know.
Okay, scares
me. He wears
me.
Boxes, yes. man. He didn't even wear the shoes.
Please join and show your support. It's very, very important because they're doing a lot for us. And Scott, I hope that you contact them and they kick some ass in Parsippany. Tiffany for you.
We'll be back.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
The Second Amendment, it is absurd. People do not have the right to unregulated rights in this country.
You know, every time I hear Reverend Al, I think of that Albert Einstein quote where he said that there are two things that are infinite, the universe and human stupidity, and he wasn't too sure about the universe. I can't believe this guy.
Can I read another letter?
Yeah, you could.
You sure?
You got a lot of letters.
This is from, yeah, I got a ton. I try to pick out the pearls that are poignant, but keep sending them, okay? Even if you're a loser and I don't like the letter, you know, I still like to read them and laugh. This one is from
we
Michael.
We do get a lot of hate mail, which we enjoy. Yes.
This one's from Michael Osias, and it says, "Hello, my name is Michael. I'm a resident of New Jersey. I've lived here my entire life and have never felt so betrayed by my state. New Jersey is a typical blue state. That means that on social issues, New Jersey leans blue. It also means that during presidential elections, more of our residents regularly poll for the Democrat. However, this does not mean that there are not conservative-minded people here in New Jersey. One of the rising stars is our governor, Governor Christie." Yeah,
oh,
but it's all a farce.
Star.
Yes. In any event, I am a gun owner. In New Jersey, to order to purchase, he goes through the whole permit process, right? And then he talks about Hurricane Sandy causing all the damage. And he's one of these guys that his mental health records is held up in Essex County. They're processing them, by the way, now in alphabetical order, just so everybody knows. And he wants to know, will this take another 6 months? And he asks himself.
So if your name starts with a Z, you're totally
but
screwed
here,
again, right?
Here's a great one. They didn't give a shit about stripping us of our Second Amendment rights for 6 months, all right? All right? But what does this mean for other states? Forget that. Will they all have or fear losing their constitutional right? Furthermore, yes, if these records were for welfare recipients, would they have waited 6 months to restore them?
Very good point.
Okay.
Very good point.
I think that is a great point, Mike. I can't believe it, but you're absolutely right. If this was people that were on entitlement programs and shit, they would have found a way to get their checks to them. Okay,
right. They would have issued an emergency check to get everybody paid so they didn't
why didn't they issue conditional firearms ID cards
Here's the problem. Okay, and it has to do with a letter that we received from David from New York, too. And he brings out the point that
that letter I sent you, Dave?
Yes. And he brings out the point that there was never an upheaval or a march by when all of our gun rights are taken away in New Jersey. It's because we are law-abiding people that we don't go march on the Parsippany Police Department and tear down the door like what would happen if you were to withhold some sort of social benefit.
Correct. I saw what he wrote, like, but, you know, at what point will we take it? Will we have to shoot police officers who are feeding their family? Listen, it's very easy for me to not to comply. If they ban 15-round magazines and they come and take them, I'm going to let them lock me up and I'm going to fight it through the legal. I'm not going to shoot anybody in the head. I make jokes that forum pukes take, you know, literally. Oh, you shouldn't be teaching people that. But you're absolutely right. And
let me tell you something. If we were to stand together with each other, with our neighbors who we know are firearms owners, and they were to come for all of our guns and we were to say, no, I'm sorry, but that's unconstitutional. You cannot take my gun. You can take me to jail. And agree to go to jail with everybody else, where the hell are they going to put us?
Yeah, you're going to lock us all up? You know, if we get a couple of thousand people in a city to not comply, something's going to have to be done.
This is this is a traditional overload the system. This is Saul Alinsky type of stuff. So all we'd have to do is just turn the tables back on them. It's the same thing they're using on us.
Did you see what David wrote? He wrote, you can't compel liberty by force. You must change the hearts and souls of the people one person at a time. You know, and we're trying to do that, like with Gunfire Radio, but your mainstream media and your school systems and college is working against us.
Yes, exactly.
And you're right. We can't compel it by force, but we can compel it by objection.
Absolutely.
Listen, just like there was war protests and there was abortion protests and everything, we've been having our two-way protests. Listen, if they banned them tomorrow, if they ban 15-round magazines tomorrow and we post it on NJ2S, ANJRPC, NRA, volunteers to take magazines and go get voluntarily locked up.
Right.
Let's overload the criminal justice system. Somebody's got to sympathize with us.
Exactly.
Are they going to keep us all warehoused in prison or something? Something's going to. But some of us are going to have to take a stand. Our founding fathers took a stand.
They pledged their lives, their liberty, and their property.
Correct. So if I have to do that, I am willing to do that. I will be the poster child to do that. If I have to do it alone, I will. I would prefer to have 20,000 people standing behind me, you know, rather than us all bitching. It might get to this point, Dave. But everything you wrote was really good. And I'm very jealous because you say you own a suppressor. Okay?
He's the only guy in New York State who owns one. But
I also, while we're talking about that, we have a listener, Dave Henniger, who sent us this envelope. I had it bomb sniffed. I ran it through the radiation and uranium scanner and everything.
There's no white powder in there.
He sent us all kinds of sizes and colors.
Yes.
I will not comply stickers.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Dave sent us all of these beautiful stickers.
Hey, thanks, Dave.
From New Jersey, from Woodland Park, New Jersey. And I saw him the other day in a gun store and I didn't know who he was. And he shook my hand and he goes, boy, I wish I knew you were going to be here because I I just put a package in the mail for you 2 minutes ago.
Oh, man.
I'm like, what was it? He goes, you'll see. And then the next day, I go in my mail, and I'm like, oh, this guy sent me a bomb or some shit. So we had it x-rayed, and it wasn't. It's a shitload of I will not comply stickers. Dave Henniger, you are the man. Thank you much.
You're the man.
And that gets back to this, Dave, that's what we're talking about by not complying.
Right.
I don't want to shoot a cop.
Right.
You know, a UN peacekeeping troop,
that's what we talked about in the opening, okay? In the show opening, that's exactly right. We're not advocating violence. That's insane. That's stupid. It's just plain stupid.
Correct. You know, if we had a rally of 50,000 people in Trenton and we all sat down, don't forget, most of us gun guys are overweight. And
yeah,
old, okay?
That's very true.
Okay? It's listen.
Hey, dude, if we sat down, we'd need people to help us up.
How many?
Is what the problem
no,
is.
But if we just laid there,
yeah,
right, as conscientious objectors,
would they bring
and they
food?
And they had to zip tie us and pick us all up, right, and
oh,
carry
shit.
Us away. Do you know how many state troopers would throw their backs out? Okay?
The workers' comp
they
claims
would have
against
to comply.
The state alone. Absolutely. They
okay?
would have to go along
but,
with
you know,
us.
You know, college kids, when they do one of these sit-ins, you know, they all weigh 83 pounds apiece. We're all going to go out there. You know, we're all either obese, morbidly obese, or super obese. Some of us have bow ties. And could you imagine we all just lay on the lawn, right? Like
right.
manatees.
Yes.
And let them come and zip tie us and carry
right.
us away. Bro, could you imagine?
No way.
Every cop the next day, Waldorf Chiropractic would be slammed.
When things get real rough and push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And just be sure it's the real Lipstick Bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it. Please support our sponsors.
Does Lipstick Bodyguard have an email address?
Yeah.
On the website or something?
Because
people are posting on Facebook, the email is either not working or not there.
Really?
So you want to pass that on?
Well, we got to tell Jose. Just go on the Gun for Hire Radio website, and we're letting Jose know now. Jose, fix that thing.
He don't listen to the show. He's ignorant. He lives in Philly, bro. He carries a gun.
Yes, that's true. I know. He lives in a free state. So, Anthony, you've got some big news coming up.
Are we discussing that now?
Yeah.
Okay. It is going public today that Gun for Hire is opening a brand new range in Woodland Park, New Jersey on 1274 McBride Avenue, 07424. 16,000 square foot, 60 parking spaces. We have a cafe. We have a lounge. We have New Jersey's only 50-yard indoor range, 6 ports. We have New Jersey's 13-port, 25-yard range. We will have over 100 guns for rent. We will have ammo for sale and targets for sale. For all the crap that they put us New Jersey gun owners through, I built this for us.
Nice.
This is now my headquarter training facility. Okay.
It is gorgeous.
It will be open from 8 in the morning till 10 at night, 363 days a year. I think I'm only closed for Kwanzaa and Ramadan.
Nice.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Christmas and Thanksgiving Day will be closed. And wait till you see this place. Action Target, the nicest range system they've ever built. the newest air handler system, bulletproof glass. We have a lounge area. We are going to have walk-in rates, three levels of regular membership. We have a queue system when you walk in. So when you swipe your card, it tells you your approximate weight.
So
if it's busy, you will get a text 5 minutes before your port is ready, telling you your port is ready. We have a beautiful cafe. Ottomanelli Sporting Arms is right next door to us. They will be handling gun sales and accessories. My range is the Gun for Hire Family Clubhouse. Okay.
Yeah,
we will be doing training out of there. We will have memberships out of there, ammo sales, and gun rentals. I built this for us. This has been a long dream of mine.
Yes, I know.
And we worked together, and we laid the interior out and everything. You will not believe this when you see it.
No,
okay?
Totally.
You want to beat the transportation laws in New Jersey? On our property is the Perfect Shine Car Wash and Jiffy Lube. You can come get your car oil change, your car washed, and Rick, the owner, will put the keys in our reception desk so your car will be done. After you shoot, you can sit in a cafe and have lunch with your buddies. You don't have to worry about an unnecessary deviation in the state of New Jersey.
You can hang out.
If you go to shoot with a spouse, domestic partner, or a loved one, and they're not that into shooting, they can hang out in the lounge area, or they can go to the cafe. We have free Wi-Fi. They could sit down and have a cappuccino or a croissant or something and hang out with Dave, the owner of the cafe, and just relax. It's going to be a beautiful, relaxed environment. I spared no expense. I have marble and granite in the bathrooms.
Nice.
You know, beautiful bathrooms
marble
and everything. Yes,
every
marble
countertops, too, in a gun range.
There's no expense was spared in this range. When you see it, you will understand it. No one has seen it yet. On Monday the 8th, we will allow tours for Gun for Hire alumni only from 8 in the morning till 8 at night, from the 8th to the 14th.
They need to be invited, though.
Special on invitation. The website, and the password is the number 5-star, 5-star, and that will allow you to get in to book your tour date and invitation. And then from the 15th to the 19th, we will allow outsiders, non-Gun for Hire alumni and non-Gun for Hire family, to come and visit and join, because I will be limiting the memberships. I don't know what the magic number is yet. We're going to watch it because I don't want to have it turn into a poop show where there's too many people. But I have to get over the initial 2 or 3 months a new place is open and a lot of people are coming.
Before you can
and
figure
it levels
out what
off,
the
and then we'll start metering
sure.
out
yeah.
more. We're going to take deposits from people and put you in line, give you a number, and you'll go into queue to wait. But we're going to be limiting the gold, silver, and platinum memberships. We recognize spouses and domestic partners because I'm not politically incorrect with that shit. And there's family like type discounts. There's something for everybody. If you shoot once in a while, we have walk-in rates. If you're a casual shooter, we have a silver membership that gets you double its worth in freebies.
Wow.
We have a gold membership that if you shoot more than twice a month, that also gets you double in freebies. And platinum is for those who can. You know, we have a private VIP lounge for platinum.
And that's very exclusive.
It's very exclusive. We also have a founding membership, and I sold one already.
Nice.
So, which was really good.
But that's gonna be extremely limited.
Extremely limited. Yeah. Those memberships, founding and platinum and affinity and group memberships are not listed. That's and corporate memberships. You have to come and talk to us and my staff about it. We are going to have affinity group discounts.
What a great idea for a corporation to sponsor, to do this sort
of
thing.
Well, I mean, when you see this place, and both ranges are separate. The 50-yard is on the right side of the building. The 25-yard is on the left side of the building. So we have flexibility where we could have events going on in one while the public. So there's not going to be a problem where we have three training ports. We have 13 regular ports. We have 6 50-yard ports. All the targets turn 360 degrees. Both ranges are heated and AC'd. I ran pneumatic lines down both ranges. Within the next few months, when we're over the busyness, we're going to have steel poppers and everything in
nice.
This range. Yeah, because I set it up. It's fully tactical baffled, both ranges. 50 yards tactically baffled and 25 yards, which means you can move forward at a firing line and shoot. Okay, and no bullets will ever escape the range. All right, so we got a car wash and a Jiffy Lube. We got us. We got Ottomanelli's. I got a cafe. I have tons of off-street parking. We are literally one traffic light off Route 46 in northern New Jersey, 15 minutes from everywhere in northern New Jersey.
From southern Bagot County,
we're 12 miles from Midtown Manhattan.
Wow.
All right, the location is primo. Now we're going to have a grand opening party on 420, Saturday 420 from 10 to 4. That you have to go in also, and you're going to have to reserve a slot. We are going to have a pig roast. We're going to have all kinds of other food, burgers and dogs. I'm pretty sure Napin's going to be there doing book signings. We're going to put him in Ottomanelli so everybody can be introduced to those guys because they're good guys. So this is the big announcement. This is something, this is a 20-year dream of my life. And what I did was I've taken 20 years of the positive and negative of everything I've seen in every public and private range, and I feel that this is it. I believe we deserve this, and I built it, okay? And wait until you see the interior of this place and the exterior.
I mean, I've seen it. It's incredible. I saw it from ground up.
No expenses were spared. And
no, you really did. You put so much work into this and so much thought into it, even to the bathrooms, the sizes of the hallway. Another thing that we're going to have, too, is the only radio studio inside gun range.
We built the studio. We built the studio in the range.
So we'll be getting out of the regular radio studio. And we'll have our own studio inside the gun range.
The studio is going to be set up, and we'll be there. And we're going to be posting, like, on Facebook, the approximate time we'll be taping shows. So you guys will be coming down to join. Actually, the music on hold when you call our new facility will be the radio show also. Now, what it's called is Gun for Hire at the Woodland Park Range. And the cafe is called the Rifle Camp Cafe because Rifle Camp Road, an historic road, runs through Woodland Park.
Oh, yeah.
The ATF also has their office in Woodland Park. They've been to our place
twice
already.
Aren't they also on Rifle Camp?
Yeah, they're on One Garrett Mountain.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I welcome you all. This is the biggest announcement ever in my life at 52 years old. This is my swan song. It could not have happened without my Gun for Hire family. I have my staff to thank and many people around me, but my family, thank you very much. Gun for Hire. Out to the world, her flags of
freedom on. This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun. Just walk out on the balcony and fire 2 blasts outside the house. They're coming to take me
away, haha. Another thing we're going to be doing too, Ant, you don't know about this, but a really fantastic artist volunteered his time, volunteered the project, and made this kick-ass I Will Not Comply t-shirt. They're being manufactured right now, and we are supposed to have them for opening day.
Yeah, we're going to have these beautiful I Will Not Comply shirts there opening day. We're going to have some other stuff going on.
Some of the sponsors said they were going to stop by, too, aren't they?
Yeah, I invited all the sponsors, actually, and they're all going to be there between 10 to 4. And again, Napin is in the middle of confirming right now because I wanted him to come down and do his book signing,
sure.
You know, and talk about, you know, this whole undertaking. And, you know, I just wanted to thank everybody again before we went to break. 21 years. March was 21 years of teaching people. And I've known you for six,
and you've been talking about this for the 6 years I know you.
And I've built up such a database of followers that love us, you know, and we love you guys. And this wouldn't have happened if I didn't feel I had that following.
Yeah, for the people. Absolutely.
It's very exciting to me. We'll be hosting NJ2S meetings and everything up there, just like I always do. My Belleville facility will be only for security officer training. The SORA training at the moment, that's staying there. But when you listen to this, our official headquarters is now Woodland Park. Right after the show, my office is being moved over to there.
Very nice.
So, yeah, there ain't no looking back now.
Yeah,
so
I
want you to come down Monday 8 to 8 for 2 weeks straight. We'll be giving tours and stuff. I would love you to come down and check the place out. Again, we will be limiting membership for the first week for Gun for Hire alumni and Gun for Hire past students. The second weekend, if there's any memberships left, will be open for the general public. Okay. If there is no memberships left, you'll have to choose a different level. If there's none at that level, then we will take a small deposit and put you on a waiting list. And after the hump of 2 or 3 months of being busy is over, then we'll slowly allow some more. Yeah, we'll let some more members in when I see that. Because I don't want it to be, I don't want people to join and come and have to wait 6 hours to shoot.
Exactly.
I want you to come in and shoot.
Wow.
Okay.
What a novel concept.
Yes.
This is going to be the premier range in the country. Let me tell you,
NSSF has a rating system of stars, and you need over 520 to be 5-star. Our range is 651 on their report card. Okay? The only thing we're missing is like a Turkish bath.
I thought you were going to put that in.
That's what I'm working on. The town wouldn't approve it.
I don't believe
it. Yeah, but wait till you guys see this. You want to talk about family friendly? Our ranges are super insulated for sound. Both ranges fully down, 50 yards, 25 yards, with this material called PEP. Okay? So please come out to visit. Check out our Facebook site. Thank you again for all of your support. Nap time.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host and new range owner, Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. Get out. You got to see this place to believe it. From sea to the shine.